This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Chamisha Dvorim Chayovim Bachala, Hachitim, Vahasa Oyrim, Vakusmin, Vishibala Shual, Vishifayim. Chala must be separated from dough made from any of these five species: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Hare Elu Chayovin Bachala, Umitzdorfin Zeem Zeh, Vasurin Bechodesh, Melefnei Pesach, Umelektzor, Melefnei Ha'oimer. All these things are obligated in Chala. They also combine with one another towards the minimum amount from which Chala is required, and also the new crop of them is forbidden before Pesach, and also they may not be harvested before the barley is harvested for the Korban Omer on Pesach. V'im hishrishu kaidim la'omer ha'omer matirin. If they took root before the Omer barley is harvested, then the harvest permits them. V'im lav asurin ad shiyavoy ha'omer habo. Otherwise, they are forbidden until the next year's Omer harvest. Masechtas Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Ha'oichel mehem kezayis matzah ba'pesach yotzei yidei chayvatzai. If a person eats from them a kezayis of matzah on Pesach, he fulfills his obligation. Kezayis chametz chayv b'koris. If he eats a kezayis of chametz from them, he's liable for koris. Nis'arev echad mehem b'chol haminim harizeh oiver b'pesach. If they get mixed with any other food, they may not be kept over Pesach. Hanoide min hapas umin hatavua osur behem divere meir. A neder not to eat bread or tavua applies only to these things, but a neder not to eat dagon also includes legumes and other seeds, according to Remeir. V'chachamim oimim hanoider min hadagon einu osur elamehen. The Chachamim said that a neder not to eat dagon also includes only these. V'chayoven b'chalo u'b'maisris. These things are obligated in both chala and maisris. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Elu chayoven b'chalo u'b'turin min ha'maisris. The following are obligated in chala, but exempt from maisris: haleket v'hashikcha v'hapeya v'hahefker, leket, shikcha, peya, and hefker, u'maisa rishain shenitla trumasai, and maisa rishain from which trumas maiser was separated, but not truma gedayla, u'maisa sheni v'hegdish sheniftu, maisa sheni and hegdish that were redeemed, u'maiser ha'oimer, whatever left over flour from which the korban ha'omer was sifted, utvua shelo hevia shlish, and also grains that were harvested before they were 1/3 grown. Reb Eliezer Omer, tvua shelo hevia shlish petura min hachala. Reb Eliezer said that grains that were harvested before they were 1/3 grown are exempt from chala as well. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Elu chayoven b'maisreis u'peturin min hachala. The following are obligated in maisreis, but exempt from chala: ha'oyrez, rice, v'hadoichein, millet, v'hapirogim, papi, v'hashumshamin, sesame, v'hakitnius, legumes, u'pachos, mechameshes, rivoyim, batvua, anything less than 5/4 of a kav of grain, ha-sufganin, v'hadufshanin, honey cakes, v'hu-askritin, cake made from a thin batter, v'chalas ha-masres, dough made to be boiled, v'hamedumo, and dough into which truma was mixed, peturin min ha-chala, are exempt from challah being taken from them. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Iso shetchil osoy sufganin, v'soifay sufganin, peturo min ha-challah. Dough that was started out as sufganim with a thin batter and finished as sufganim, meaning fried or boiled, is exempt from challah. Tchilasa iso v'soifa sufganin, tchilasa sufganin v'soifa isa chayeves b'challah. If it was started out as a regular thick dough and finished as sufganim, or started out as sufganin but finished as regular dough which is baked, it is obligated in challah. V'chein ha-kenufkois chayavos. Bread that is crumbled and served to babies is also obligated. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Ha-me-iso b'shamay patrin u'beshila mechayvin. If flour is poured into boiling water, b'shamay said it is exempt. Basilil said it is obligated. Ha chalito beshamai mechayavin ubeshilil patron. If boiling water is poured over flour, beshamai said it is obligated. Beshilil said it is exempt. Chalois toida urikike nazir asa'on la'atzmai potter. The loaves offered with the carbon toida and the flatbreads offered by a nazir, if a person made them for himself, they are exempt. Limkor bashuk chayov. If he made them to sell to others, they are obligated. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Nachtoim she'osa se'or lechalik. Chayav b'challah. If a baker made enough sourdough to require challah, which is 5/4 of a kav, even if he intended to divide it into small pieces for sale, it is still obligated in challah. Noshim she'nosnu lenachtoim lasayis lohem si'or, em ein b'shal achas mehem kashir, petura min ha-challah. If several women brought him flour in order to make for them sourdough, and none of them gave enough to be obligated, even if he mixed it together into an amount that would require challah, it is still exempt. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Isas haklovim bizman shaharoyim oichlin mimenu chayeves b'challah. Uma arvin bay, uma shtatvin bay, uma vorchen ala, uma zamnin ala, v'naseis b'yantiv, v'yetzba yedei chavosu b'pesach. What's called dog bread. These are bread made for dogs, which are a large amount of bran in it. If the shepherds also eat from it, since there's not too much bran, then it's obligated in challah. It may be used for an erev chatzeirus, or shitav Mavoi, Hamaiti is recited over it, and if three men eat together, they must make a zeman. It may be baked on Yantiv, and it may be used for matzah on Seder night. Im ein harayim oichlim emenu, eino chayovis b'challah. If the shepherds do not eat from it since there is too much bran, eino chayovis b'challah, ve'ein ma'arvin ba, ve'ein mishtatfim ba, ve'ein mevorchen aleha, ve'ein mizamnin aleha, ve'ein enasas b'yantiv, ve'ein adam yaitu b'dei, chavasa ba pesach. None of these categories would apply. Benkach ubenkach metamin tumas eichlin. In either case, it is susceptible to tumah like any other food. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Hachala vatruma, chala and truma may only be eaten by a kayin. Chai oven alehen misa v'chaymish. If a non-kayin eats them deliberately, he is liable for death by the hand of heaven. If he eats them accidentally, he must pay a kayin their value plus 1/5. Va'asurim lazarim. They are forbidden to non-kayhanim. V'heim nichsei kayhein. They are the property of a kayhein who may sell them for the other kayhanim to eat. V'oilin be'echad umeyo. If they get mixed with other foods, they become batel at a ratio of 1 to 100. U'tu'unin rechitas yodayim. The kayhein must wash his hands before eating them. V'ha'arev shemesh, if he became tamei and went to the mikvah, he must wait until nightfall before eating them. V'einan nitolin min ha'tohar ala tamei, one may not designate pure dough as chala on behalf of impure dough, or pure produce as truma on behalf of impure produce. Ela min hamukov umin hadavar gomor. One may only designate them on behalf of dough or produce that is nearby and only after it is complete, meaning the flour has been mixed with water and the produce has been, or the produce has been completely processed. Ha'aymer kol gornei truma v'chol isosi chala. Lo amar klum ad shishayer miktsos. If a person designates his entire harvest as truma or his entire dough as challah, it is meaningless unless he leaves over something that does not become truma or challah. That's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.